Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Laker High School's chapter of the National Honor Society grew substantially this year, inducting 40 new members during a formal ceremony held on Monday, November the 10th, in the school auditorium. The additions bring total chapter membership to 88 students. The event honored students who exemplify the National Honor Society pillars of scholarship, service, leadership, and character. Chapter advisor Jeff Etzel commended the inductees for their achievements, noting that the large membership strengthens the group's ability to assist both the school and the wider community. Etzel is quoted as saying, "These students are not just high achievers in the classroom. They're demonstrating the character and leadership necessary to make a real impact. With 88 committed members, our capacity to support community members and school initiatives is stronger than ever." The evening concluded with a reception for inductees as well as their families. And another local and regional news. The Michigan State Police Canine Unit is expanding with 7 new detection dogs completing an intensive 8-to-10-week training program. 5 of the dogs will replace retiring partners, while 2 will increase the unit's overall capacity. The new group includes 5 Labrador Retrievers and 2 German Shepherds that are trained to detect explosives, accelerants, and electronic devices. Lieutenant Ben Schwalm of the Michigan State Police Canine Unit, as their commander, said, "Most dogs serve about 8 years, with training for new recruits scheduled to ensure seamless transitions." Sergeant Richard Birmingham, handler of a black lab named Elle, added that Labradors are often chosen for explosive detection due to their steady temperament around crowds. The newly trained teams are expected to enter service by mid-November. The Michigan State Police currently fields 42 canine teams across the state of Michigan, responding to more than 6,000 calls every year. Founded in 1960, the unit is among the largest of its kind nationwide, assisting local law enforcement and fire departments with specialized patrol and detection work. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Most elves have pointy shoes. I have 4 paws.
Ho, ho, ho! Palette, how's my favorite helper making the season shine?
You see, Santa, my person's a veteran. Some days, her skies turn gray. So I add the purple of laughter, the blue of courage, and the happy hue of joy.
Oh, oh, painting the world brighter.
Help paint the picture. Dogsinc.org.
Oh, oh, oh.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Texas A&M University System Regents on Thursday adopted a new policy requiring professors to first get approval to discuss some race and gender topics. The change comes months after a viral video of a student confronting an instructor over her lessons on gender identity threw the campus into upheaval. The new policy, approved by the Texas A&M University System Board of Regents, will apply to all 12 schools within the system. The new policy appears to be the first time that a public university system in Texas has put in rules on what faculty can talk about in their classroom regarding the topics of race or gender. And in other national and international news, the Justice Department has sued to block new congressional district boundaries approved by California voters, joining a legal battle that could determine which party wins control of the U.S. House in 2026. The complaint filed in California federal court on Thursday targets the new congressional map pushed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom in response to a similar Republican-led effort in Texas backed by President Donald Trump. It sets the stage for a high-stakes clash between the Republican administration and the Democratic governor, who's seen as a likely 2028 presidential contender. California voters last week overwhelmingly approved a constitutional amendment to change the congressional boundaries to give Democrats a shot at gaining 5 seats. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Thursday, November the 13th of 2025. Ethel Marie Miller, age 75, of Belleville, Michigan, passed away on November the 11th of 2025. Massive Christian burial for Ethel Marie Miller will take place at noon Saturday, November the 15th, at the St. Herbert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church, with visitation from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, November the 14th, at the McAlpin Funeral Home Chapel. Visitation will also be at the church 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 15th, until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the family care of Mary Ridalls, and condolences can be shared online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.